Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Which album should every teenager listen to? Manchester Mayor Jay Moran on now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Should we torture them or should we get them excited with this album?
I think,
listen to your heart.
Let's get them excited first.
Well, I mean, I had to figure out when I was a teenager, so I look back, and I'm going to go with Journey's Escape because
nice.
Don't Stop Believing is a timeless classic that gets everyone fired up. I don't care what age you are. So
yeah, but
I'm going with Journey's Escape.
Any wedding you go to, towards the only one who's drunk, you hear that stuff.
What's that?
And have a good time.
At any wedding you go to, at the end
of the night
when it was drunk, you'll hear these songs.
Any wedding, any club.
Yep, any time. Yep, exactly. Right.
That's it. Let's get all the drunk girls out on the dance floor. That's basically, it's the bat signal for drunk girls.
Exactly. Like a magnet.
It's like, watch this.
Yeah.
Here they come.
Yeah. Like a moth to a light.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to get AJ going. I love this. Don't Stop Believing. Uncle Jay, you know that song? I thought that was a new song, Uncle Jay. Come on.
Right. The Sopranos brought it back, and it just and that was like a decade ago, and it hasn't gone anywhere since.
And look what happened to The Sopranos when they listened to it.
That is true.
Yes.
Yeah. It didn't work out well.
No, it did not.
Well, he's not believing anymore. Yes.
What else is on that album, Phil?
Open Arms is on that.
Stone in Love. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Love Being Stoned.
Now?
It's better.
Escape, obviously.
Right now.
You should try to. Yep.
This is the opening track. Don't Stop Believing, then Stone in Love, Who's Crying Now, Keep on Running, Still They Ride. Then side two is Escape, Lay It Down, Dead or Alive, Mother, Father, Open Arms.
So I know four of the songs, and I think Mother, Father is a great song, but no one knows it. It's a great song.
Yeah, another parody for AJ can sing Broken Arms. He'll be good at that.
So. Yes, thank you.
Broken Arms.
We gave him another song for AJ to come up with.
We're making a big list here.
Yes, you are.
All right, and Mayor, if you were to give an album that would torture a teenager, what would you make them listen to?
Journey Escape.
I think you got some of that folky stuff from the 60s and 70s, but like a Captain and Tennille or something like that.
The greatest hit?
You know. Yeah,
can't do greatest hits.
Okay.
Not allowed.
Damn
it's
got
to be an album.
Yeah.
Damn it.
A lot of people chose greatest hits on the Facebook.
Well, they're stupid.
Yeah. Sonny and Cher. I mean, just give them some of that folky stuff, you know. You know,
what was your first concert?
My first concert, I think, was Heart.
That's a good one.
But my favorite concert was in UConn. One of the last outdoor concerts was a Ramones Live that was in the quad at UConn.
Ramones.
Wow.
See? That is cool.
Out of college.
Exactly right. Yeah. Total attitude. It's awesome.
With Kegs and the Quad back in 1982, that was probably the last year they did that. And my first one, I tried to sneak in. My parents called me. I was trying to leave to go see Kiss at the old New Haven Coliseum. Because when we were kids, we used to dress up, paint our faces, you know.
Well, you're kind of tall. You stick out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who did you paint yourself as? Gene?
Yeah, I think I went with Gene.
You're a Gene because you're tall.
Exactly right.
Yeah, yeah,
Peter Criss
would
look awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be
weird. I didn't have the tongue for it, that's for sure. Hmm. You know, but
yeah, we know.
Thanks. Thank you, AJ. I always appreciate it. Another song. Hair in the tongue. Appreciate it. You know, I always love waking up to Chaz and AJ. Jeez, it's great.
Yeah, that was with quotes.
I can sense your sarcasm.
All right.
This is my penance for missing the statue story. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we asked them to chime in yesterday. All right, Mayor. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate
it. Have a great day.
You too, man.
Mayor Moran is on the show right now. Sergeant Mark Cleverland, South Windsor PD. Take us through what happened.
So we received a call around 8:30 a.m. yesterday. The call came from a male who indicated that he had been shot, one singular gunshot wound. We had officers quickly respond to the area. And, at that time, we had a fairly good suspect description, vehicle description, and that vehicle had left prior to our initial officer's arrival. They began to render aid to the male party who was shot. While on scene, there was a second victim It does not appear that he was shot, but he did receive some sort of injury as a result of the shooting. So he was also treated. Those two males were ultimately transported to Hartford Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and they have since been released. So at the same time, we had officers responding to the scene to render aid to the two who were injured. Several officers were searching the area for the suspect vehicle and the suspect. There was some information that he was potentially headed back to Massachusetts, the Springfield area. So we notified Connecticut State Police and surrounding local agencies who had set up on 291 westbound and I-91 north to see if they could see the vehicle. Enfield Police Department, who was waiting on one of the on-ramps, did in fact see the vehicle, was able to get behind it and effect a felony traffic stop of that vehicle. They did so with the assistance of Connecticut State Police and Massachusetts State Police. They ultimately had the vehicle stopped just over the state line into Massachusetts, where they were able to take the suspect into custody and recover the weapon that was used in the shooting. So
it is almost like you ran drills on this.
Yeah.
That is really amazing how smoothly that went and how fast you had this person in custody.
Yeah, and it's we understand it doesn't always happen that way. So when that kind of communication and that coordination between other agencies and an appropriate response to the scene happens in that manner, obviously we like to make note of it and really applaud. You know, for us, especially Enfield Police Department, did an amazing job of being on the spot and proactive and kind of getting in a position where. They were really just taking a shot in the dark. This guy could have gone any direction if he wanted to, but we had a bit of a hunch and it worked out well, and they were able to get a traffic stop, on the car. I'd say it doesn't always happen that way, but when it does, we'd like to make note of it.
Sergeant Mark Cleverton on South Windsor Police Department. They had a workplace shooting yesterday. Two people had to go to the hospital. Where were you when you got the call, and how do you react to something like that when you hear it?
Yeah, so, it becomes an all-hands-on-deck situation, especially for we're a 46-man department, so I would put us on a smaller side of department. So when something like that happens, I'm normally confined.
That's 46 total or day shift?
Total. No, total.
That's
total.
Everything.
Total. Wow.
Yeah, that's everyone. So when something like this comes in, it's like I said, it's an all-hands-on-deck situation. So I actually responded to the area with one of our lieutenants.
But when you hear this call, what's going through your mind? Like the worst possible scenario that you might pull up and there's an active shooter?
I think when any police officer hears a call like this, I think their first thought is primarily what action am I going to take and what scenarios, how could this play out and how am I going to react?
Right.
You almost have to start pre-gaming a call like this, the second it gets dispatched, because it could be anything. We've had calls come in like this, and we get there, and it's nothing of the sorts. That happens all the time. And then there's that occasion, like yesterday, where it is what the call says it is, and we have to respond accordingly. So I think a lot of police officers will pre-game in their head, or if they're with another officer, talk about, considerations they have to make responding to the scene. All that is going on while the radio is going, so you have to listen to the radio for updates. You have to consider, injuries and how to treat the injured. So a lot of that will be done by officers prior to their arrival on scene, kind of in their own mind, so they can play out for any scenario that may or may not happen.
So the post-Sandy Hook strategy now is to go right in, not to form a perimeter and wait, right?
Yeah. For something like a workplace shooting, like in a building or a school shooting, yeah, if there's gunfire and you're actively hearing gunfire, then we're obligated to go towards that fire and stop that threat, by all means necessary.
What was the response time? Do you know that yet?
Yeah, so we had a first officer there within a couple minutes, maybe two, under 2 minutes.
Wow.
It's one of those scenarios where, again, it depends where the officers are. We had officers in that area.
That's one of those. The guy gets on the 911, like, I want to report, and here's the, and then you go, woo.
Right.
Wow,
yeah.
That was fast.
Yes.
Wow, they're on this.
Yeah,
I can hear them coming
right
now.
They're all over it. Cool.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's, and again, you know, part of the reason we set up, you know, our districts, and most agencies do this, is that the goal is to have an officer in every single area of the town that's being policed. So when an incident like this does happen, you have someone close by who's within that district or that area that they're supposed to be patrolling, so they can get there quickly.
There was a workplace shooting in South Windsor, and we have Sergeant Mark Cleverton with the South Windsor Police on right now. What happened at the workplace? Who was it? Why, you know, was there an argument? What happened?
Yeah, so it started as a verbal confrontation between two parties, two employees who work, you know, at this business. It obviously escalated into one of the parties pulling out a weapon and shooting the other party. From our information that we have right now, the third party who was injured was not an intended target of the shooting, was not involved in the argument. He was, you know, unfortunately, you know, got injured just as a result of the incident between the other two parties.
Oh.
So it, again, like most scenarios, it happened fairly quickly based off our interviews with both victims and the suspect as well. And kind of escalated to the point where, you know, the gun got pulled out and the party
wow.
got shot. So.
Wow.
Yep. A little wow. bit of temper there. Yes.
Yeah. I, you know, when you see something like that, you just say, okay, you win.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right, right.
Bye. I was wrong.
Yeah.
You clearly, whatever you
want. I was just playing.
You're
you
right.
Know?
I'm right.
I was just playing. You are so right.
What was I
you
thinking?
You are so right. And yeah. Demis, you're also very handsome. Yes.
Yeah, you know, and again, not necessarily most, we don't see a lot of scenarios that rise to this level. But again, you know, you see people who get in arguments and choose to not, let's say, walk away. You know, and things happen very quickly. You know, situations change very rapidly. So I think this is, you can definitely put this situation in one of those categories where that verbal argument changed quickly into just a higher level of escalation. And before you know it, you know, it's over, it's done. And then we're showing up to do our job. So
yeah.
Again, I would agree with you guys. Yeah.
And I'm guessing that like everyone showed up.
Right.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
just North Windsor, South Windsor, East Windsor, West
there.
Windsor. Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old Windsors.
Again, all hands on deck. I mean, it one of those situations where, you know, the building clears out and you know, we had multiple officers doing private duty jobs, road construction, who left their road jobs to assist. And, you know, it's good for us because the benefit is on a day shift during the daytime. We have a significant amount of police officers in the building, out the building. You know, if this were to happen, you know, on an evening shift or an overnight shift, we would have likely called for mutual aid assistance from, you know, East Windsor, East Hartford, some other agencies to assist with some other portions of it until we could get some of our specialized units there to assist. So we always benefit from having quality local agencies in and around us that can help us when we need it. But in this circumstance, as far as the response to the scene, we had plenty of officers to be able to handle it. So.
Well, great work to you
yeah.
and the team and everyone who responded to this. I saw the headline and my stomach turned.
Yeah.
And fortunately, everyone's going to be okay.
Exactly.
And we got the yes. suspect. I say we, you.
Yeah.
They.
They. But thank you for that. Thanks for what you do. Can I ask you a question that's not related to this?
Sure.
Okay. If you were to have a teenager listen to any album, which album would it be?
An album? Oh, man.
The Police?
The Police.
that's the easy answer, I think.
All right.
Man, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put me on the spotlight.
All right, ponder that one. See, he hears gunshots. He knows what to do.
Right.
Album thing, yeah. Man.
I'm going to call for assistance.
I'm
going to call North Windsor for this week.
That's a lot of pressure.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That shows how well-trained we are. But, you know, I can handle something like that. You ask me a simple question on the spot, man, you stump me.
Well, you know what? This is where we want you to be stumped,
yeah.
and we
yeah.
want you to know what to do on the other situation.
Ask the detective division.
Well, thanks for what you do. I want to thank all the police for what they do. Sergeant Mark Cleverton, South Windsor Police.
Yes.
Nice job
thank
to you.
You
and your team.
Thank you, guys. It was good talking to you. If you ever need
same it, here.
Don't hesitate to call.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Will do.
Holy crap.
We should call without the question then.
I would get, you know, if I'm a cop, I hear that call. I'm thinking, oh, man.
Well, you're thinking the worst immediately.
Right.
Yep. That's going to bother him all day now. What album?
I know.
Well, we got his mind off of what happened yesterday.
Yeah, that was a good thing we did, yes.
It's like, wow, you've been very quiet today. Are you thinking about yesterday? No.
No, man.
What album?
What friggin' album?
You think he's on the radio right now talking to other cars?
Yeah,
hey,
right.
What album do you think? Did he mention the police?
Right.
Oh, he said
the South Windsor police radios now are all buzz.
Call them back. Call them back.
You have an emergency? Yeah, I need an album.
King of the Nerds. Mitch Halleck is on now.
Oh.
In the last hour, we were talking about this Xbox, Microsoft buying out this these two video game companies.
Yeah, for a lot of money.
$7.5 billion.
That's a lot of quarters.
Billion!
That's a lot of quarters,
with
man.
A B.
Yep.
And
B.
Mitch Halleck with Terrificon and CT GamerCon, both coming to Mohegan Sun next year, on to tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is like when Disney bought Star Wars and Marvel to put it.
Oh, it's that big.
Wow, it's epic.
Oh, it's bigger than that because $7.5 billion is more than Disney paid for Star Wars.
And wow.
Is that right?
Was $4 billion. Yeah, that was $4 billion. And Marvel was $6 billion. So that's how big this purchase is. And what it does is basically get Sony a little scared. You know, like when something happens, it's like, uh-oh. I think a little pee just came out of Sony. They're like, oh, geez, we're scared now.
You too?
Because this gives them the ownership of, like, a lot of classic games that around. Like, if you're not a video gamer, but if you are, there was games out there that were, like, called Doom. You might have played that years ago.
It's called Life, yes.
Like, the 90s.
It's AJ's real life.
Yeah. It's called Life, yes.
Yeah. Doom. But now there's games, Quake, Elder Scrolls, Fallout, all this stuff. But game companies have these new consoles coming out. They just went on sale yesterday for Microsoft. Sony went on sale last week. And
just in time for Christmas.
Of course. Time is everything.
It's like Coke and Pepsi. They're both like going back and forth. But this is kind of like Coke buying the people that make ice. You know what I mean?
It's yeah.
Because like,
You need that one, yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is no one's... See, Microsoft has a lot of money. If you haven't heard of the guy Bill Gates, they got a lot of cash in their
pockets.
Second
richest man in the world.
They have a lot less now.
Yeah, but this is like nothing to them. They're like, oh, yeah, we didn't bother, but now we're in the game for series. You know, we're rolling our sleeves up. So Google, which is another big company you might have heard of.
You see,
They started working on online gaming about a year or two ago, where you don't need to go buy these new consoles for $500. They're like, oh, we're going to make it so you can just play it right off your phone, right off your computer, yada, yada, yada. Don't worry about it. It's going to be great. No one was really looking at that. Microsoft's purchase of ZeniMax Studios, they now own the company that makes the software for online gaming. They own all the patents now. So
that's great.
They're like moguls.
But I'd be worried that, you know, you just spent $7.5 billion and 3 years from now, Google's doing their own thing.
Right.
And doing it better.
And there's no batteries or instructions.
No, you don't understand. This is here's how it works. The Google software.
Am I going to be able to understand this?
Yeah, I'm trying to. That's
you
lost
keep already, in mind sorry. Who you're talking to.
Right.
I know.
I'm thinking lunch. Right. I'm thinking lunch already.
Google's. Where that they use is called Strata or Stata. Okay,
right, Spanish.
You know when you watch cartoons.
Just tell me it's good.
I'm gonna put it in easy.
Verdado, no, it's Verdado.
All right,
okay. All right, we're talking cartoons. You know when you were a kid, you would draw stick figures on a book and you'd flip it and it would make it like it's moving.
Animation.
Yes, I still do that. Right.
Yes,
I still do that. I'm really bored.
All right, now I'm
you
back
got
in.
That.
Yes.
That's what Google has. That's kind of like what their software is. Okay. Microsoft now owns this company.
They own the book.
That has software. So instead of drawing it on your notebook and making it look like a stick figure walking, they basically have like Walt Disney now. They bought the guy who could animate Snow White.
Oh, no.
So that's what I'm trying to say. Their
okay, so Google's building. Google's building the Model T in a garage.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. Make
and,
it an AJ
and Microsoft is blasting off with the space shuttle.
Yeah. Well, the 280Z engine. Boom. Bang. There you go. They're like
280Z engine. Really?
280Z engine.
Why is that? Put a Hemi in that.
Sounded good to me. I don't know.
All right. I got you. Mayor Dave Pacetti's on the phone. Hello.
Everybody doing?
Hey, good. How you doing? Good.
Hello.
Very, very good. Very good. A lot of great things happening in Ansonia, especially for Halloween.
How are you going to do it?
Well, I have on the side of, I'm going to decorate City Hall and the park next door. Really fantastic. We're going to call it Nightmare Alley. We're going to decorate everything.
You know, most people call City Hall Nightmare Alley.
That's every day.
Yeah, well, not our City Hall.
No,
our
not yours.
City Hall
no,
is
no.
Open to everybody.
I mean, other City Halls.
The one next door.
City Halls that are nightmares.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
That's very
that was
evil.
A good, scary laugh.
Very evil laugh.
Phil's going to grab that, slow it down, and put a tinge of echo on it.
Perfect.
Guys, I got a special costume coming in from Amazon, and I'm hoping the newspaper's going to be there to take a picture. It's the mayor's suit, and that's all I could tell you, right?
All
now.
Right.
It's supposed to be a big surprise.
Big surprise.
But, the kids suffered. The kids suffered. Oh, yeah, I mean, you didn't have Easter. You didn't have the holidays. We got to have Halloween. I'm encouraging all the residents to decorate your house, do it up, and I'm going to be doing mine.
Okay,
like eggs or what?
But how does the candy how's the candy part of it work?
The candy part?
Yeah.
We package them. We package the candy in a bag and we hand them out when they have the drive through come through City Hall. We hand them the packages. Nothing's opened.
They just throw it to them as they're going by.
Yeah, no, just hand it to them. They roll the window down and hand it to them.
Okay.
What's the difference of them just like knocking on a door?
Yeah, there's no problem. You know, I'm not going to make that decision until probably the middle of October to see about having door to door candy.
Really?
Yes. And I'm favoring that. I'm favoring to have a Halloween because these kids suffered enough through this pandemic the last 6 months.
There's still a pandemic going on, though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, I mean, it's dropped in Connecticut.
We don't want the kids to suffer.
Ansonia only has 270 cases.
Good run.
What's that, 70 cases in all of Ansonia?
270 cases.
270.
Since March, and they've all recovered. We did have two deaths. They were elderly people.
Those people matter.
Yeah.
You know, well, here's the thing when you're elderly is you can sneeze and throw your back out.
You can, right.
And die.
Exactly.
Really.
Rupture something. Snap.
I don't mean to make light. It's a very serious thing. And important information.
Right.
Ansonia Mayor Dave Cassetti's on. I'm talking about Halloween and trick-or-treating. So it sounds like City Hall and the building next to it going to be all like decorated and crazy.
Yes,
you guys will be handing out candy there for the kids.
That's correct, and I encourage all the residents to decorate their house.
Okay, whether or not trick or treating is going to happen, decorate the house so when you drive through Ansonia, it's very festive.
That's right.
Nightmare Alley.
What kind
Nightmare
of
Alley.
Nightmare Alley? What kind of candy will the city of Ansonia be handing out?
Like Smarties and
Smarties.
You know, nothing with nuts or anything because there's people that are allergic to that.
Well, I can say no nuts,
the
but Smarties,
the lollipops.
How about peanut butter?
Lollipops are dangerous.
No, you can't.
You can't do peanut
butter. You can't do peanut butter.
Exactly.
Didn't you just hear him say?
Yeah, he just said no nuts.
Oh, I just thought I would ask, just to be sure.
You know what? Boy, they
don't
have any kids.
No peanut butter, Chaz.
You
know what can't do that.
Reese's are the best.
You know what to make peanut butter out of? Nuts.
Reese's are the best.
That is amazing.
Yes.
We can't hand out peanuts. How about peanut butter?
What's different for?
How about if we crush the nuts down and give them to the kids?
Right. Just smooth them out.
Trying to be clear.
All right. So if you have kids, you live around Ashley, don't go up to the door, kid. Any allergies whatsoever.
Yeah, she's handing out.
She hasn't quite figured it out yet.
She's handing out paint chips.
She will, but just not yet.
Right. Lead paint chips.
All right. So Smarties, Mayor, I think you could lose
Smarties,
an election
lollipops.
Handing out Smarties.
That has no flavor. It's like chalk.
Oh, no. It's sweet. I love Smarties. I got bags of them here. And let me tell you something. I eat them on a regular basis.
How many did you have today so far?
I love Smarties. That's why I'm so hyper.
Smarties.
What about Nerds,
when you
Mayor?
Crush you up
those
Smarties?
Nerds
yeah,
are
nerds,
so good.
Nerds, yes. The little boxes of Nerds.
Yes.
Everything.
Can they call them Nerds anymore, though? It's very offensive.
Yeah, I know.
They don't mind.
They'll change the logo.
Right, exactly. We'll call them, you know.
I am shocked that you would think that this is something a kid would want.
Smarties. We hated
Smarties.
Them back then.
That was, you know, when we sorted out the bags the next morning or that night, that went into the junk pile.
That didn't even crack the top 20.
The Smarties?
The Smarties, yeah.
No, the Smarties are good. I got them in my office, and when kids visit, I hand them out.
And then they're being polite.
It's like a Smartie dealer.
Thanks, Mayor.
Yeah.
Do you check the garbage on the way out?
you know what I would use them for? I would open the plastic.
Open the plastic and just spill them out?
Yeah, I'd put them in my hands and I'd throw them at other kids.
Nice. Yeah, nice. They're like candy buckshot.
Like we'd have like machine gun fights.
Nice.
No, but there's all the other candies, you know, the lollipops and different things.
Oh, man.
Nothing with chocolate?
We give them a variety of... candy.
Mayor Vansonia is usually on top of things, and I agree. I'm very proud to know him.
Yeah.
But, man,
Thank you.
This is part of it, Mayor. I feel like you could step up your game a little bit here.
Yeah.
AJ, what would you hand out?
I would definitely hand out some chocolate, like Hershey's with no nuts. That's where they have the chocolate going on.
Can't go wrong with chocolate.
You can go with Milky Ways. There's no problems with that either.
Eh.
Yeah.
And also the Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers are good.
Yeah.
Three Musketeers.
Yep, nice and fluffy.
Chocolate, it's very good.
Yep. Mm. A little nougat there.
Ooh, York peppermint patties.
Nobody likes that.
I love those.
It's like brushing your teeth
with
chocolate.
It's winter in your mouth.
I like peppermint patties. They're good.
See?
What do I
really do? I really like them.
Not peppermint patties.
I got two separate bowls. One's that's got like all the nut stuff. So I got, you got to do Butterfinger. That's my favorite.
Butterfingers rock.
All right, so you're going to kill half your neighborhood.
Butterfingers rock, though.
The Reese's peanut butter cups. You have to have those.
Those are great.
Yep. And then Snickers. That's all in one bowl.
Yeah.
And then the other bowl, you've got Skittles. You got Starburst. And then I'll put in...
So fake candy.
No, you have to have stuff that's got nuts and stuff with no nuts.
Yeah, like Hershey's chocolate without any nuts.
Yeah, and then I have M&M's.
There you go.
I'd put a sign on the lawn. No nuts.
Right.
Get out.
So if you want some candy, come to City Hall.
Like if you want, we're going to hand out nuts, first of all.
Just this
Halloween. If you have allergies, go away.
This has to kill you. Right. A little skull and crossbones.
Now, you know what you hand out, Mayor? Are you up for election this year?
No, next year.
All right. Oh, okay. That case is safe.
Well, you got to start working these kids now.
Right.
Yes, exactly. I already am.
I'd give them each a meatball.
Nice.
In a little plastic bag.
No, not even. You just take the ladle and go right in their bag. Want a meatball? Boom, right in the bag.
Just sauce everywhere.
Just lands on all their candy. Son of a, really?
All right. And Sonia Mayor, Dave Cassetti's on.
Yes.
So the City Hall will be open for trick-or-treaters. I'm sure it's going to be a one-way event.
It's a one-way event. It's October 29th from 6 to 8:30.
6 to 8:30. And is this for everyone or just Aunt
Sonia? This is for everyone. This is for everyone.
So not just Aunt Sonia residents.
Don't care. I bring everybody in.
That's
I welcome
so nice.
Everybody to Aunt Sonia. Right. I want them to be able to see Aunt Sonia as it is.
You're going to see a big kid that's like me.
I'm coming.
Yep.
Well, you definitely have a lot of great restaurants there on Main Street.
Oh, yeah. We got a few more that just signed this week. I don't want to give it out yet. I'll make an announcement on that. Two good ones that are coming to Aunt Sonia, the old Eddie's Bake Shop. So,
nice. Well, you have a whole strip there of restaurants. It's really become
a
deal.
Yeah. We've got a quarter mile of all good restaurants, all different nationalities.
All right. And so we don't know if residents will be able to hand out candy. If you say no, is it so or can they do it? Who makes that decision? The state? You?
I think it's the state. But I got to tell you, I'm leaning towards let them hand out the candy. I've even had residents call me and they want to block the street off and have a party. I don't have a problem with that, I told them. That's fine. I said, the kids suffered enough.
Yeah, but you're all hyped up with Smarties right now, so.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. What do you think about high school football?
Oh, I'm so disappointed. My son is a sophomore at Emmett O'Brien, and he's going to be the starting quarterback, and now he can't play. And
ouch.
He's disappointed, and he's in tip-top shape. He's been working out all winter.
No Smarties.
Nope.
No Smarties.
Get him.
Oh, no. No Smarties for him.
Nope.
You hear that they're starting an independent football league?
Yes.
Are you? Is Aunt Sonia interested in
that? No, they're not involved in that.
Why not?
I don't know. I had to talk to Coach Brockett about that and find out what the deal is.
There you go. Give him some Smarties.
I was hoping that we'd see an ants on your. I was hoping we'd see an ants on your nugget that game.
I know. Tell
How about virtual
Thanksgiving Day?
Right. All right. Did they do that in Stanford, Phil? Like, is Thanksgiving a big day for high school football down there?
Not when I was there. Both the football teams were not great usually.
It's big around here.
We used to get our ass kicked by Greenwich all the time.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Well, yeah. Greenwich had a
monster. That's embarrassing.
Well, yeah. Oh, are you kidding me?
Because
your team was unbelievable.
Greenwich hired people. That's why. Those were all ringers.
Yeah, I feel like they brought in some ex-Giants.
Right.
Right.
That campus is a little old.
Yeah, when I was at West Hill, we never really had a competitive football team.
They crushed us in volleyball, too. We
Our soccer
Greenwich
team was great. Our baseball teams were good. Hockey, we usually were pretty competitive. Football,
but the debate
never.
Team kicked ass.
I want to try to figure out what Mayor Cassetti's going to be for Halloween.
Oh, yeah, you're going to wait and see. You're going to wait and see. It's coming. In fact, I just got notification from Amazon that it'll be here today.
Nice.
So I got to try it on. Wait till you see this, Sue. Wait till you see this.
I love this.
I'm thinking of the smartest Twinkie the kid.
It's not going to be a boxer?
No.
All right.
Too cold out there. I'm not going to walk around with no shirt on.
Caveman. Right.
Yeah, no.
Is it political?
Yes.
Trump.
No. Not in this state. No. Don't throw daggers at me.
All right. Good move. All right,
Even though I support him, I won't do that.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right. Ant Sonia Maricassetti, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.